Okay, great.
Awesome.
Yay! I was just getting ready to send you the pre-fun busting, or the pre-class kit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesomeness. Yep, I'm all ready. I have to mentally prepare myself to being away from home for so long, though. Not used to that. But I'll survive. It'll be all good.
Yeah, you just take care of yourself while you're there. You gotta rest or take a break or do anything for business. They've got a, you know, nice setup in the room. So I actually get a lot of work done while I'm away.
You do?
I do.
How do you get a lot of work done?
Well, I'll just, you know, it's like first off, all the mentor meals and all that, it's like I'm moving stuff forward in a big way. But there'll be times where I'll just take breaks and I'll go up in the room and bang out what I need to get done. And it's really, you know, laser
focused.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, let me just text this. Just a minute, but I'm just sending his assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to let her know where you're waiting. We're still waiting for Tony, too, right?
Tony's on now.
Oh, yes. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Good.
Good to hear your voice.
You, too. It was so amazing. You would have been super proud of your wife, as you always are.
Yeah.
She was a rock star.
That's great. Great. Well, I listened to the recording of her and Bernie having a conversation. It sounded very interesting.
Hey, yeah. quick note. Do you know anybody named Mandy Bass? She wasn't at your event, was she?
Mindy. I know Mindy. Is it Mandy?
No, Mandy. Yeah. Okay. Because it was a LinkedIn connection, and I just noticed she was in. She messaged me, and she was in Melbourne. Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember her.
Yeah, so she wasn't, I don't think she was there. That's why I didn't want to sound like I met her and then forgot I met her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
why I'm asking.
If I should sign in on his other line. I just texted the assistant. So he should be here shortly. Let me just conference him in real quick. He's having some challenge.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, here he is.
It let me in. Say three strikes and you get in. Boy, I'll tell
you.
I think I'm going nuts. I entered 2012, you know, and pushed the pound, and it says, that is not a valid passcode. I do it again and again, and it cuts you off. Then you go back and start fresh, and then it cuts you off again, and then it cuts you off. Then you text me, and I think, yeah, but it's the same thing I'm doing. So then I go back the third time, and you put some witchy spell on it or something, and then I get through.
So, Bernie, you actually met Amanda Rose at the event. She was the shortest time with you. She signed up today. She's going in August. She's the high-performance speaking coach, and you gave her some awesome brand new stuff.
I remember her. She's really, really amazing. I mean, you're just in your space. You're amazing. And I'm thinking, you know, she'll meet... you know, what's her name? It's already on faculty too, that is it's the other Shannon, you know, that does Wendy Darling's best girlfriend, that, you know, she does book publishing for the authors. And so the two of you could probably, she could probably get you a lot of authors to do your stuff with for speaking. And then you could bring authors to her for books, and she'd pay you for that, and you'd get a fee for, you'd give her a fee for the speaker she'd bring you. You know, maybe give her 15%, she gives you 15%. But sign a deal, because that'll be a lot of volume between the two of you a year. And it makes your service of it better, because you have that whole publishing thing down. But
yeah.
You're the only one that I've met that I like the way you capitalize putting an impact and a script line and tailoring their body language, their whole message for consolidation to impact. Because people just can't, you know, it's like translating French to Spanish to get that thing they're trying to do, and it's gobbledygook. And to get it out on a stage kind of thing where it really has impact, man, the person that does that, those are rare. And that makes the difference for that person, that man or woman trying to break in and get noticed. I mean, so I look at that as, that's very valuable in our space.
Yeah, Bernie, we also have her husband, Tony, joining us. And Amanda Rose, many, many, many moons ago when I was raising capital, she actually helped me develop my capital presentation that later went off and raised, you know, $750,000. So she was great at helping me bring my heart into it, telling the story, and at the end getting the results that I wanted that were compliant and all that. So that was another thing.
You know, I see a lot of these people, so I'm very impressed, Tony, with your wife. What do you do, Tony? What's your business?
I'm an IT guy. I work for other people. I work in corporate America. I do old IBM mainframe systems programming.
What are you writing in? I know, but what are you writing in now? I mean, you're not doing Fortran and COBOL anymore, so what are you doing?
Oh, no. I do the infrastructure. I set up the software that supports the infrastructure, the operating systems, the online transaction processing
system. You're like an OEM for IBM, and you're installing the hardware and software matching updates for, I mean, you do a system 400 up or whatever?
Yeah, we do the big iron, even the larger systems, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a systems programmer, basically, is what I do. I install operating systems and online transaction processing.
So they buy a mainframe hardware application, and then you're the one that brings it up.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and then I support the developers while they're developing their architecture and doing the coding.
For all the custom code.
Right.
Exactly. Right. Okay. And so we have. The only problem, if you ever decide to come with her to our place, which I don't know if you would, but down the road you might, because you would think, well, there's nothing there for me. But the answer to that is, I'll give you an example. There's an amusement park in development, and they're raising their first $20 million, they're raising $100 million, and they're raising $1.5 billion on the IPO, and they're going to do the first major amusement park in the gaming world, where the rides will be sponsored by Minecraft, and you'll go in the game on the ride, and all these kids will be in rides because games are playing all the time.
It's very cool.
But, I mean, that's an IBM application where you could bring in the sales team, and they get a huge solution dynamic to say, if these guys want to be bleeding edge, and from reservation to the park to the management of the ride database issues that have to have fail-safe, no fault on managing all that technology that's producing the rides. And in the old days, you know, Disney would have a solution for Pirates of the Caribbean as a standalone. And today, if they did it, I think all the rides would be under a central mainframe. And so I'm looking at this part. You know, what's the most bleeding-edge solution to elegantly manage expansion and growth, manage the ever-rising database, this thing will have 5 million people coming a year. And, we're just saying it's going to need a little team to, because you've got all the stations from ticket-taking at the gates outside to to all of the concessions, you know, every Pepsi dealer and gift shop and all the stuff you see on Main Street USA. But now it's all integrated. And, you know, it takes a long time for Disney to know its receipt and overages on every aspect of every vendor. And if they did it over, it would be a different architecture instead of in pieces.
Right, exactly. You want an integrated real-time system. Yeah.
I mean, today, now that's what we can do. And I think you're the, you know, really, I mean, if they don't use Blue, I knew Watson. So I grew up in Silicon Valley, and I was really young.
Okay.
My dad introduced me to him, but I was, you know, I was one of the meetings where he was giving his lectures, and, you know, everybody was in a blue suit, and it was down in San Jose, and he was, I mean, I was just a little kid, but I remember where he said, he described this global company. And I remember at that time, they were spitting out crunch cards.
Right, right.
And he said, he described what it was going to be. He saw these mainframes of the future. And he said that the whole world was going to be united and integrated. And he said, we are going to be the dominant provider of quality in this entire field. We're going to lead forever. And what gives us our authority to lead is that everything we do today, everything we do for a client, every step we take, we see that and we live our tomorrow today. And we're representing that company and the unborn generation today. Now, I know, you know, through Gassner and other CEOs, you've lost some of that. But I'm just saying, you know, it created the greatest family culture of excellence I've ever seen, because I watched that grow up, and he was gone, and it stayed. They really kept that management.
They sure did for quite a while. I'm not sure where they are right now. It's a little concerning and confusing, but they really have. I mean, in every area, between hardware, software, customer service, and that vision of the future.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really very much on cloud now. So.
Well, you're looking at, you know, graphite motherboards coming up with graphene, and I don't know where the limit is there. I mean, they've got leading research in bio storage that's coming up, but, you know, just the graphene next generation, you get rid of the heat problem, the bus problem, you get rid of the circuit density problem, and you have just almost unlimited capacities that are motherboard and the bus are no longer, the bus isn't limiting the motherboard. Now you've got unlimited I.O. out in what it's going to do is revolutionize your mainframe. And the supercomputers are going to be like a
buoy. Yeah, processing time, the turnaround time dramatically. Yeah. Because it is all limited I.O. That's the big bottleneck.
Yeah, it's all the bus now. The bus is what's killing it. The CPU is dead of the bus.
Right.
And the bus can't process the CPU. We got to slow down to go through the bottleneck.
Mm-hmm. Very, very true.
Your level. Yeah, that's your problem. But, yeah, it's a very exciting time, though, because I look at the next revolution as coming out of IBM from graphene technology. And they own all the patents. They've got 100 patents in that field. I mean, they've really led the business there. So I'm looking at that being just sensational.
And they're great at that. You know, they're great at that type of technology development. So I really hope they've got a lot of focus on it.
Well, you know, from your standpoint, do you have any questions about what your wife is getting into here?
Oh, no, not at all. I listened to the 10, 11 minutes that you were talking with my wife, and I like what you were talking about to her in terms of duplication and residual income and how to build her business. I think that's been something that you know, she's gotten a certain level of success, but if she wants to build that business and be able to take it to the next level, I think you know, you had a lot of great ideas. So I'm really here to support her and be a sounding board.
I appreciate that. Well, in my world, 85% of what CEO space is, you just don't see from the outside. So at your level, I'll give you an example. the biggest layoff in IBM history occurred in the 9/11 crash after the 9/11 recession. And they had a lot of downsizing, uncharacteristic by IBM, and especially in the Northeast. The Northeast sector got really hit. And the governor of Vermont, who was then president of the Democratic Party, said on CNN, CO Space is a trade show on steroids, and it's put more of our six-figure IBM workers that have no jobs, no replacement, back into work, either in their own business or into an entrepreneur business where their skills could be valued. And we've seen 60-day turnarounds. Union endorses them. And we're paying for people to go. IBM actually paid for 2.5 years for their laid-off executives to go to CO Space, and they're cleared through outsourcing. And we're kind of partners in doing that. And that was a joy for us. But in your wife's situation, I just personally have been a coach to the biggest earners in the field. So the people that make millions and millions in this business, you know, Ryan Tracy, people that are dead now, you know, people that are, if Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup, Mark Hansen, the Chicken Soup, Harv Eker, the Peak Potential, Tony Robbins, who I was texting today, what class is going on? Tony's there, and he wants to meet me because I'm in Vegas. And he'll want to bounce ideas off of what he's doing next. And so we coach the biggest in the world. And in your wife's case, we're a market that just has customers. You know, she will get really great clients. And 5 times a year, it makes it so she doesn't have to go market anymore. She just comes here. She meets people over a meal. The executives that are getting into speaking anyway have the money to retain her. And they'll give her a CME card. You know, now I cautioned her, there's a lot of people that want to get into business that, you know, say, at looking at hundreds there might be a third that's stretched to get there, and they don't have additional money to pay your wife. But I asked her to watch that, because that group gets money very quickly. So where they don't have money to pay her, they'll come back in 60 days and be good customers. So I'm saying give quotes to them, but don't spend a lot of time with them. And spend your time with the two-thirds of the others that can pay for it. And if customers at the meals are interested in her service, they give her an appointment card. And she begins to have a hour meeting at 9 o'clock at night, another hour at 10, another hour at 11, you're asleep. And she's really working out there, and she's getting new clients. Then in the morning, they're waiting for her at breakfast, and then she builds more qualified appointments for the evening. And as the days go by, she can't really have one meeting. She has to, at 9 o'clock, have 3 to 5. Everybody there is a president of the company. There's nobody less than that. They're all that. And so they're dead on serious, and she begins having, you know, 5 at 9, 5 at 10, 5 at 11, and Jen will tell you, it's going to be just like that. And then she'll pick up the clients. She doesn't need many. I mean, she gets 3, and that paid for going and made a big profit. And if she doesn't get clients that pay for going, I'll refund your money before she leaves the hotel. So I'm not just saying it. I'm absolutely, that's our brand promise. And we're confident, you know, when we qualify someone to come in, we know it'll work. And we wouldn't have them come if we didn't know, because we got to refund the money anyway. And so we only make $400. The rest of the money is in an escrow that pays the actual cost at the property. I mean, when I walk in the door, we're writing checks within 10 days for about $2.5 million. So it comes out real quick. Yeah. Big cost, and I'm saying, so we are, this program, as I say, 85% you can't see, but she's going to, on the side, besides just getting business, that's what she'll do. That's the main part of it, is a trade show that uses meals to form the relationship instead of the booth, and then follows up in the evening. We call them deal meals, and then we seal the deal in the evening. And so that's how it works. And it's just very effective.
It's a very interesting. I've never. It's a very great. It's an interesting concept. I've never heard of this before.
Yeah.
So, Bernie. So are people actually, you know, when you seal the deal, are they actually giving you the credit card information to process, or is that something you do when you come go home?
Cindy, I want you to say, when you're there,
yeah.
Lean forward and say, I know you want to do this. You have my form in your hand. How do we make something happen? Because I want you to fill it out and engage me before we leave. So if you need to think about it, think about it. But if you're ready, fill it out, turn it back in, and you've engaged me, and we'll start working and doing sessions while you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I want you to say. And
okay.
Some will wait and come in by the weekend, later in the weekend, and they will retain you before they leave. Others will want to start sessions right away and retain you. Some will go home and think about it and retain you in the next 10 days, so you get all three. And, you know, they retain. But they sign contracts right there, and you get money right there before you go home.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know
I
if
want
it was
you coming, I want you coming up and saying these words to me. I want you grabbing my little shoulders and having a tear in your eye. And I want you to say, as you're choking up, I get it now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that'll be a big reward for me because I'll know you got the 85% you can't see yet.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm saying, you're also going to get, if you can write your challenge list as the owner of the business, like, here's what I want to walk out with. I want to walk out with this many clients.
Mm-hmm.
I want to walk out with a revision of my business plan that gives me residual income and wealth, not just cash flow. I want to revolve systems ramp up so I know when to get staffing and have help and not do it all myself. I want tax planning so I don't lose advantages to use tax money to grow my business instead of at the end having to pay a bunch in taxes. I want contract and legal protection when I'm working with people so I don't have to fight over collections and I get paid properly. I want longer-term contracts. And everything that keeps you up at night, just as you're in the shower and something came up, you were going to bed and something came up in your head and you get out of bed and go to the little yellow hat you have that says Save for CEO Space challenge list and put it on your challenge list. And for 2 weeks, it'll just grow and grow and grow.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yep.
You're also going to go to our pre-class prep site. And Shannon's going to walk you to that and make a favorite for that site. And that site is about 3 hours of training.
Okay.
And you're great, by the way, you know, in 15 to 20-minute modules. And it tells you what to put in your suitcase, what to print, how it should look. It tells you how to, how to dress. It tells you when you go downstairs what to say, how to set your room up for presentations, what to say when you start interacting with people, what the demographics are, and just about every question that we know about that someone has asked us over 20 years, and we ask it and answer it before you go. So you're so prepared.
Fabulous.
Cream it. And now, yeah, you, when you get to our place, you do not waste time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, how long does it take to get my first really good contact? After you unpack your bag, 90 minutes. Wow.
Very cool.
Yeah, you trusted us with your time and your investment, and our job is to make a profit for you and get, there's 1,100 programs out there that give you, by design, your money's worth. And you walk home, and you put your 3-ring binders on the shelf, probably never touch them again, and you say, I got my money's worth. There were some tips there, some things I learned that were valuable, and I got my money's worth. Our program is the only one in the world I know of that is designed to get your money back, guarantees it, and works structurally to do that one thing, to actually get your money back. Now, as a business training, the executives from IBM come, the largest companies in the world send their executives at the reward program because it is the biggest download of business skill sets that you will get at one time in your adult lifetime. And so you're not the same business person. Your language will be different. Your practices and skills will be different. And you're going to look at three things. First, I mean, if we're all honest, this applies to me and to you. The skills that got us to where we are right now in our life are not the skills that will take us to where we want to be in our life.
Mm-hmm.
We have to acquire new skills to get there. This program does it, and you don't have to wait. So that's first. Second, the mentors that have been guiding you are of a quality that you will never outgrow your mentor's income. So if you want a speaker that will guide you into how to build this, get a speaker that makes $50 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jeff McGee. He can't take another new client for 2 years.
Wow.
And so Jeff McGee represents management and leadership training for IBM. He represents management and leader training for 100 Fortune companies. He represents a growing number of governors, including Governor Scott, on emergency preparedness planning retreats. He's the federal government's FEMA officer for emergency preparedness planning. He's the strategic advisor to the chairwoman of the Federal Reserve Board for the problem banks in all of the districts. He's been on contract since Bernanke, but he's coming directly from the chairwoman of the Fed to us. He's advising her on interest rate rises later this year. And we're getting input to him on that to her. And then he's flying into us. He represents NASA on the Man, Moon, Mars project for the man part going to Mars. And he's trained all the leaders for 5 years at NASA. And all those are multi-year, multi-million dollar contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't take a new client for 2.5 years. And he's just one of 50 coaches on site that are tithing their time and their contacts back to you. But he's one I want coaching you because you're talking about in our field, in your industry, the top Stradivarius brain you're ever going to need.
I do have a question for you from our session together, and thank you so much for that. That 11 minutes was pretty darn amazing. You had said something about, you know, doing the, you know, the two-year coaching programs followed by another 2 year, another 2 year. I've done a lot of my business built on doing one-day intensives with people. So I want to kind of, I'm wondering if I, is there a way that I can keep that or do a half-day session with them and then it's part of the, you know, the ongoing coaching with them? Or
well, the problem you have is with us, you're going to have clients all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to leverage your time. And
mm-hmm.
so if I take you for a full-day training, no matter what I charge and I book you up, you won't make as much as I outline for you in doing a silver, gold, and platinum. So you have to finish silver to get gold, then you have to finish gold to do platinum. And the first 2 years, I make you a professional speaker. The second 2 years, I make you a professional speaker where you start getting the income that the people only dream of. And the last 2 years, I make you a premium and celebrity speaker. So we leverage you into that space in a period of 6 years that normally people are bell curved out, burned out, and ejected. And so I want you to have a great journey, and we do it together, and it's a process. There's no way to do it quickly. Now, I do, in my first session, I do a half-day Skype call. Well, that's okay, but you have to do it by Skype, and it's hard to be a half-day at Skype. But you can see them, you can rehearse their body language, etc. I wanted you to do once a week rather than a half day and do, you know, over the, you're doing a 90-day probation and they can't cancel on any of the meetings. If they cancel any of them, you bill them for the whole amount and won't work for them because they have signed a contract and they have to put themselves and their career first.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not willing to work with people who don't. They have to be committed. And you make it contractual and financial, and the big penalties if they aren't committed. because that keeps them accountable and committed. And so if you're not willing to be under authority and commitment to your own word of honor, I can't work with you. So I penalize you if you break your word. So nothing comes first but your career. You're looking forward to these sessions and you do them. And you schedule them and you don't reschedule them and you don't move them around. You move other people around. And you make that clear in the front. Mm-hmm. And then you've got 4 hours a month. 3 months, you're 12 hours. And you just spread your one-day intensive over modules that, you know, what did you do in the first 90 minutes in one day? Do that in your first hour. What did you do in the next? What do you do in the next? And what didn't you get to do? Now you have extra time to do all the things you wish you had done. And so you're able to put this in a little three-ring binder and begin to get module one, module two, module three. And you can kind of outline them as you go, but once they're done, they're automatic, templated, and you just follow the template. And if you're with a person and they're in module 12, you open module 12 and go through that. If you're in a person in module 1, you go through that. But once you've written the module for 50...
I have lots of stuff written down already, yeah.
Yeah, sure, and you just put it into that category, and they are in process of developing. Plus, they feel it's so much more valuable because they're getting continuity. They can only absorb so much. If you crash course them, they're introduced, but their body isn't yet habitualized to it. So you don't learn to ride the bicycle in an hour. You learn to ride the bicycle over and over and over. And you have to have different events come up, you know, ride on dirt, ride on gravel, you know, brake on lead, ride when it's wet, and so forth. And so different events come up and your skills grow as you're riding. And I'm saying, so, you know, it's just the same as golf or anything. You've got to come back and hit the ball, come back and hit the ball, come back and hit the ball. And pretty soon, much to your surprise, the ball is actually going where you thought it was. That's the first, you know, number of days on the green, you get frustrated so you want to just walk away because you can't believe that you're given that much concentration. You can see that little white ball. You do everything to hit it properly, and it dribbles off to the side. It doesn't give you that whap and that beautiful arc and doesn't go to where you want in the driving range. And, you know, you're learning that golf requires specialized motor function, eye coordination skills, and it takes a lot of practice to get your body to do the unnatural things that make the golf ball part of your experience, you know, and once you get it, it reminds me of the famous Jackie Gleason honeymooner episode
where you
address the ball, you know, hello, ball.
Can I share with you, like, something that came up for me around doing that long-term coaching because I like to vacation, and I'm like, I didn't want to take on that much time with them because that would put me in every week with them. And so that wouldn't mean vacations. Whereas on vacation.
What you do is you map your year. Mm-hmm. So just the opposite. I was saying in my tape interview, review it, that you'll end up taking, you know, cruise vacations with your husband. What you do is you schedule your vacation time, holiday time. Them and you. And those are your blackout periods. And then I was telling you, if you recall, I want to book you pretty solid on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then
I want to have
Friday and Saturday when we're building, or Friday and Monday when we're building the business, I want to do kind of morning sessions at 9 to 2 or something and end at 3, and then you're ready to have a great weekend with your husband, prepare his coming home, and you feel great about meeting him, and you've got time to have a shower and feel good and be doing what you want for the evening, and you feel like you're not, you know, the business is gone now. And then Monday you come back at it where you sleep in Monday, and you start about noon and do a half day Monday, and then you're back.
I so love that.
And then when we get really busier and we have product sales and internet sales up a bit, you'll be able to take Friday and Monday off. You won't work Monday and Friday at all.
But if you're coaching people, though, you know, every week. How do you take a week off?
You take a week off because you have a blackout period, and you're indicating when you book them that
okay.
you're skipping the week on this week because I'm on vacation for 10 days in the Bahamas.
Okay.
And they just know those are your vacation days. Everybody knows when you take vacation. They're fine with that. And then,
okay, but what about, and they say, well, I have vacation days. You know, here's my vacation, and then you don't end up doing the four calls.
You say, no, you do the same thing. You say, no problem. Of course, I schedule the calls around your vacation days. When are yours?
Okay.
Yeah, and then you say, so that isn't an issue. And then you'll get, so you have too many, if you keep coming to CO Space, you're going to have too many customers that you can't do them all. So then you get, you know, Michelangelo brings in Raphael, and these disciples are certified counselors in your technology. And that's why I want to call this, like, what is the name of the company now?
Oh, we changed it to Entrepreneurial Speaking Superstars. We create them.
Okay, so we did my thing, which I think is great. And then
I got to tell you,
you create the Entrepreneur Superstar Institute, and that's where...
Right, and that was the business part, yeah, the effort. Yeah.
Well, when you train people, they're with you on the calls, and they're sitting with you, two or three of them. Then you take the best of those and have them head the Institute to train the others. And so the first phase of this is you have two or three people right there that are picking up your overflow, and you're paying them 35% of what you make, and you keep 65%. Then when that is going, and they sign non-competes, etc., then you sell cities around the country for $35,000. And when somebody owns a city license, you make 25% of what they make, and they make 75%. And every 100, when we start in the second, third year to sell city licenses, and they're certified entrepreneur superstar coaches, and they're able to operate in the city under your protocols, manuals, and rules, then they're going and copying how you built your business in Houston and in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and in Seattle, Washington, and in Hartford, Connecticut. And as they're doing that, and you get all those people from CO Space. You get those people buying $35,000 licenses from CO Space. But every 100 of those is $3.5 million in front to be able to collect an override on that business. Now, as that becomes very large and sizable, you start charging your speakers a different rate. And it may be 10 times what you're charging now. And you start working with people who have a lot more money, who are more celebrity grade, and you become withdrawn so that you work less days and have more freedom, because now you want to take 21-day cruises with your husband.
You got that, Tone?
I like that.
The problem will be you'll be folding your arms going, okay, I did it. I did what you said, and it's really happening. We really did it. Now, how are you going to take the time off? And, oh, honey, I just got this big install. I can't get away. I'm the only one that knows how to do it. She'll be stomping. Her feet will be stomping down. I need a date for this cruise. And you have no ideas. And you know, I'm saying you're going, you've been in a recession where the amount of business IBM's done is dwarfed by what it normally does. Now, they're going into the biggest boom period for 25 years. All the gear that is out there is old. Everybody from airlines to ticket reservation companies need to upgrade their systems. And IBM's going to have you're going to have a wave of business just from obsolescence upgrading, let alone new company buying like the amusement park. You know, I got another one called Bible Park USA in the Carolinas. And you'll meet these people when you're out there, and you want to bring your husband to them. You want to go upstairs and get a Skype call and say, honey, they really need IBM to help them with how to manage their hardware software needs for the amusement park. Can you help them? One of the guys' names was actually at your meeting, and his name is Root. And he's he's a game developer out of Orlando. And he came down to be with our faculty member that was your keynote speaker there. And they were just doing coordination on some of the things he's doing, and he's just about to start a $20 million offering. Well, when he passes, you know, $2-3 million, he needs to pay $250,000 to IBM to just do the research study and bid proposals on this thing and start getting the specs and getting consultant advisors, because this is a big intellectual property of just how to lay this out. And, you know, with the new gear coming out, this is the time for them to really look at, you know, even, I'd like to, at an amusement park like this, make it a test bed. But they test bedded their new graphene-based systems there. What a showcase for that new graphene technology. And those guys will pay retail for the test bed, and they've got a model. I mean, what if they put graphene in Disney World at the launch? That's what this is like. And they can do that and get all the credit for that for the next 20 years. That's hot. Bring the new technology out, show it as an integration, as a single system managing all the components, and you'll take business by storm from all over the world because of that.
Very true.
Yeah, so that's going to be, you wouldn't think, you know, that's going to roll out CS Space, but it's going to roll out twice. Bible Park USA in the Carolinas and Game World USA in Florida. But we have, there's another one, there's Dr. Asher. And the biggest building in Vegas when you're there is called City Center of Media Vegas. And you can look it up on the internet, City Center Vegas. And that's a complete environmental control building. It's a whole city in Vegas, largest building in Vegas. It's $9.4 billion of construction.
Right, right. That's across from the MGM Grand?
Yeah.
The City Center? Aria and
Yeah. Well, at the meeting, Bill Smith, who's the architect and developer who built that for Krikorian, will be there. Now, he's building for Dr. Asher a five-continent hospital chain in alternative wellness starting in Belize.
Wow.
Now, that's a huge, well, the integration of all the patient pathologies and wellness stats, they want to integrate that for all hospitals. So the issue gets to be, do they build, I don't want them to build standalone computer systems. I want them to put in Belize a backbone on fiber mainframe that runs all five hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
But they just have, for security of the records, they just have dumb terminals in all of the remote locations, and the computer room is the securitized room. They've got a securitized hacking and all of that sort of thing. So I'm thinking of military-grade firewalls and double firewalls. Maybe the system isn't even on in real time, it's pulsing on and off, which really defeats these new Trojans from Russia and so forth.
Absolutely. Great idea.
Yeah. There's a book I want you to get for your bosses, and download it, get the hard copy, though, from Amazon, if you want to give it to them. And it's called Game Plan by Kevin Freeman. Game Plan. And it basically is discussing that the hacks that are going on are state-sponsored warfare, digital warfare. And they're explaining what this is looking like for the future. And it's the biggest problem IBM has to handle. And then I'm going to give you for your end, and when I give this to you, this will blow you away.
I will read it myself. I'm not sure if I left you with the impression that I work for IBM. I don't work for IBM.
I know, but you have access, and I'm saying this is going to make your company, just wait till I tell you. So I want you to phone Ed, and just wait a minute while I get my contacts out. Ed Hayward, H-A-Y-W-R-D. And his number is 801-592-3015. Okay, so Game Plan is the
Can we lose him?
I think so.
I have Ed's number. Ed is amazing.
I've got it here. I got it.
Okay, good.
I started dialing them by mistake, but Ed Hayward is he was a senior executive in some of the biggest companies in Asia, and he speaks Mandarin and Japanese wonderfully. Spent 27 years over there. His brother is one of the most breakthrough genius programmers working for big companies. He's just off the chart, and he's worked for years perfecting a securitization module. Yeah, Kevin Freeman is the top contractor for IBM. And when I say that, he's the top contractor for NSA and for CIA and for FBI on digital hacking and securitization.
Yeah.
And he's out of Dallas, Texas. And Ed has created a solution with his brother. They put a lot of money in this. They paid for several years the Red Hat convention of the hackers to break into their software. And the first year they were able to do it, but they gave them the reverse engineering of how to stop them from doing it. They did that. The second year and third year, nobody could do it. No one in the world. But now they're putting it out commercially and putting it in install. You want to go to Ed and say, Bernie thinks that I could broker this to IBM and other companies once I understand it. And it could be really huge business for my company, and it'd be great for my clients to, you know, assure they don't get the next hack at Target and Walmart and so forth. And everybody's been hacked. I mean, the president, the Department of Defense, the NSA, everybody. And so none of them have they've got the only solution. The only tested, next generation, actually work solution. And when you hear it and understand it, you'll get it. And you can get data of it and start using it and start applying it yourself, and you'll see. And I'm saying, how big is that? You know how big that is on your mainframes to make sure that they don't get that next hack? And that's state-sponsored. And there's no doubt, there's no doubt they'll be hacked on present securitization level. But this
absolutely. Yeah, of course.
Kevin Freeman, who wrote the book on this for the government, endorses this software. Kevin's bringing the software to the NSA, but they're not even thinking of IBM right now. But I'm saying that's where they ought to be. They ought to be getting the big, because IBM, they could take it. You could get it to IBM and say, why don't you guys with me bring it to the whole market, get an exclusive contract, and you bring it to all the Fortune companies. And everybody makes, I mean, you're retired with that. That retires you. That's how big time.
You get one product that with that type of exposure that does such a phenomenal job, and there's no. I used to work for two different software development companies, so I know what that's like to see those type of to see software be hugely successful.
Ed is a very longtime member of our company. His brother raised millions at our place and developed his business out of our place. And just go to Ed and say, Bernie said that we should get together, and his vision is that I'd make sure this works, and I'd try it with a client, and then I'd bring it to IBM and see if they wouldn't give us a worldwide exclusive for all the Fortune companies, and that we just have one place for the Fortune business, and we're both retired. We got it done, and then we just, both of us, I give you, you know, I'll work for, you know, just the, you've got to install this in all the firms. My firm will be the installing agent for securitization of this. You'll have teams in 21 countries putting this in. You'll be sitting back with your wife thinking that, you know, we got to take Bernie on another one of those cruises because he likes them.
I love it.
Yeah, I work. Say, what do you want for doing that? I want a cruise. Yeah, buy me a cruise with my wife and I'll just be happy as can be. So make $100 million and get me a, when you go on a cruise once in a while, take it with you.
Well, you know, there's two types of CIOs in this world, right? Those who have been hacked and those who don't know they've been hacked.
When you read Kevin Freeman, you are going to put a prayer rug toward Dallas and bow five times a day. I mean, what he's going to get, you're going to give, when you give this book to your clients, they will buy you and never leave you. Because you're going to be the lead brain on consulting in the securitization part, and that's what's keeping them all up at night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's no question about it. That's what keeps the CIOs up at night, no doubt about it.
That's what's keeping them up at night. And all you have to do is give them the book and say, I got the solution, the guy that wrote the book endorses. He's bringing it to the government. Let's bring it to your company.
Well, I'll start with that. I'll give him a call. So Ed has the book?
No, no. The book you get from Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Ed has the software.
What's the name of the book?
Game Plan by Kevin Freeman. He's basically saying all your companies and your government are screwed. They don't have a game plan, and you better get yours. If you're head of a company, you better get your game plan because your government doesn't have a game plan, and here's why. And here's what's happening. And so you think this is uncoordinated? I mean, he's telling you that Korea and Russia and Iran have an underground bunker. He doesn't care about atomic energy. He cares about their hacking. What he's telling you is this is a digital warfare.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
With every one of these hacks, what people don't realize, this is the problem. Every one of these hacks, it's not about the information they're taking. Yes, they're doing espionage. They're getting the wing of our latest fighter. They're getting our bomber drop mechanisms. They're getting every kind of technology they can get. But that isn't what they're trying to get. And they're not trying to get everybody's credit card. What they're trying to get is a database on every citizen and all of their information, address, Social Security, etc. So when they win in digital warfare, they can give all of us a new passport. And what they're going to do every time they hack, it's what they left behind. They left Trojans that no one's found, that survive every backup and are attached to every backup. So when you back up, you get the Trojan back. And the Trojans, when commanded to execute, are going to shut down the entire system. You're going to have no power, no lights. You're going to have no digital, no internet. You're not going to have stock records. They're going to be gone. And you're not going to get them back. Nobody's going to know who owns real estate, who owns... Now, you get L.A. and Miami, where they don't have toilet paper at a Walmart for about 10 days, and you tell me what 300 million guns are going to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that happens so fast, and martial law and National Guard aren't going to begin to control it because they're not coming back. And what he's trying to do is prevent it and get that to get ahead of it. But that is the game plan of the enemy. That's their war plan. And he shows you that. He documents it. He's documented it for the government. He primarily is in Washington, D.C., working with the Fed. In fact, at the end of the book, the head of terrorism for the FBI says, I used to go to bed at night worried about three terrorists with a backpack at Christmas time running through the malls of America. But today, I go to bed with a copy of Game Plan and wake up five times with a sweat. What keeps me up at night is Game Plan. And so you'll get how serious this is. This will be, when your clients read it, all they're going to want is for you to make sure it never happens to their system.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I know many, many, many CIOs right now who are thinking that very same thing, no doubt about it.
If they've been hacked at Target, you know, they need to exercise the database and take the database separate and apart. And they need to reload it and take all the software out and do a fresh install and load everything from scratch and take all the backups and purge them, take everything they got and delete and purge them and write down to magnetic records, get rid of those Trojans, and then have a Trojan-free re-ramp, and they have to do something different like get Hayward software, or they'll just get reinfected by the next hack, because they already got the back door laid in.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about it, especially in the government.
Well,
but you know that you heard about the 22 million Social Security numbers, right? Originally, basically came out at first and said, oh, it was 2 million government employees information. That eventually exploded into 22 million Social Security numbers. Well, you know, 22 million people don't work for the government.
Well, that's exactly right. You're talking about everything that they've been watching us on. You're talking about all of the high-profile heads of companies, all of the key personnel. So they now have stacking orders. They know They also have all their clearance information, like everyone that's vulnerable for a bribe, everyone that's vulnerable for a
absolutely.
Get blackmail to get passwords and pass keys and get further deep in. Now they can do that and get espionage at a different level. It's all digital warfare, and Kevin tells you the entire history of it. He documents it all. He's the world's reigning expert on it. There's a book out by Brad Thor that's a great novel called Act of War. Did you read it?
No.
It's in the top 10 bestsellers right now, Brad Thor. Brad Thor is kiss-ass buddies with Kevin. He wrote that book based on Kevin's game plan, and he wrote it as a novel to get a movie out so a billion people will see what's going on. But the facts in that book are all based on game plan. But when he talks about the source, he indicates that his source can't be used as a real, because of Kevin's clearance and stuff, they can't use his name. So,
Bernie, you have a call in a couple more minutes, so I'm gonna
just let you know,
okay.
Time check. To go ahead and wrap it up.
You've
got the call right at 6.
Do you feel full, you guys? I realize we went into your husband's world a bit. But do you feel... I'm on the speaking side, I'm really not worried, because that part we just do such a great job with. And the person to help you the most on structural elements for your business is Jeff McGee. And if you have your challenge list all written out, Jeff will solve everything. The only thing you won't solve is what Jeff, what you forgot to write down.
Okay.
So just, when you get there, Shannon will introduce you to Jeff.
Yep, I will.
Okay, cool.
Terrific.
And wait till you get, I mean, that's a Stradivarius brain when you start working with him. I'm like on four cylinders because I'm old. He's like the 12-cylinder younger version of me. he runs across, I mean, he's probably got, he could give you 100 speakers a year just himself.
Wow.
He networks like that. But they'll all, you're going to have like 15, 20 people networking people to you, too. You're not just going to get the customers. You're going to get people feeding you customers. Me too. I'm going to bring you people. I just think it's great. I think it's going to, yeah, I mean, my customers need you. They need what you're doing and your price right.
Now that I have my new Bernie version.
Well, I really like the change of the brand. I think you're going to have to make less, you know, less repetition to get a yes from the client. So write up, you know, we talked about that little flyer. Write that little flyer up before you come, so you have a little flyer at your hand.
Oh, for sure. I'm already working on the new business card, and Do I just start calling the Entrepreneurial Speaking Institute and just change it all?
Well, the institute to me would be the certification institute that certifies your certified coaches. But your business is Entrepreneur Superstars. Because
I got to get the word speaking. It has to be entrepreneur. It's got to be entrepreneurial speaking superstars. So you've got to wear the, it's got to have the word speaking in there. I don't think people are just going to think I'm a marketer at that point.
Well, do it on the sub-slogan, Entrepreneur Superstars, and then put celebrity speakers in business, .. We create them. Celebrity speakers in business. .. We create them. So the slogan drives the explanation.
Okay.
And the name stops them, because everyone that owns a business wants to be an entrepreneur superstar. Then they learn that if you want to be a celebrity speaker, we make them.
Thank you, Bernie.
Part of an entrepreneurial superstar also includes that the requirement of speaking as well.
Right.
Well, I think it's implied. And I think it stops them on the page. The first thing is when they get the URL, when they get the thing anywhere, stop them on the page to get more information, because we're clicking the people out. We won't even explore. If we don't, like if it's got a cute name, we just click. We just don't go on. And so it's got to be something that stops us. And that'll stop them to get the next part. And when you see that, you know, anybody that wants speaking, when they read, you know, celebrity business speakers, biz speakers, we create them. That's what they want. They want to be that. And so that group is coming to you. The group that doesn't want to be a speaker, you don't want to waste time with them because
spend
time with them and find out they don't even want you.
Right, or they think, oh, I just need to tweak my presentation. You know, I'm
you
good where I am.
You want to qualify the client. Yeah, you want to qualify the client faster and get a meaningful conversation to get a contract. And you want to eliminate waste markets that would take your time, who are not your clients, who will waste your time faster. So you have more time to work with your qualified clients.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, Bernie.
All right. Top of the hour.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Keep your time. Really appreciate
it. All right, Shannon, send me the recording when you can, please, honey.
I will.
All right, thank you, Bernie. Thank you, Shannon.
Shannon, I love you.
Thank you.
Love you all, too. Bye.
Thanks,
Shannon.
Bye.
You know I'm from San Francisco, so it's important you know I love your husband. You know that already. So tell
I
Ari.
Do too.
He's got 2 weeks till he's on my ankle.
Well, he's excited about that. I'll tell him you said hi.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bernie.
Bye.
Bye.